At Drake's Supermarkets, we've got ingredients for the not leaving the couch days and the running 5K days, the Sundays and the Mondays. Drake's Supermarkets.
Ingredients for every day.
Fireball. Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport parking.
Switch to Kogan Mobile for $2.90 for 30 days with a big 20 gig of data. Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and Kingy.
Yes, good morning. If you're just tuning in to us, Kane and Kingy with you right throughout the morning. The Friday agenda still to come on the McCafe menu, and you can make the call, switch to Kogan Mobile. Nothing beats $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. Moments ago, the Hawthorn coach, Sam Mitchell, joined us. You can catch up on the podcast if you missed any of that. Kingy's man is Isaac Rankin. He's got a few men in this competition that he's hitched his wagon to, and none more so than Isaac Rankin. Now, the report in the News Corp paper, particularly the Herald Sun, Mark McGowan has been all over this. Adelaide expected to land Isaac Rankin. Now, he's not going to make a decision until the end of the season, or announce it anyway, which has come as a surprise to many. A couple of weeks ago, most thought that Isaac Rankin would recommit to Gold Coast after denying Essendon the offer that they put in front of him, which was about $800,000 a season. Kingy, your thoughts on this?
Well, it's brave from Adelaide, so tick. Love the adventure. It just never ends at the Gold Coast, does it? It just never ends. Just when you think they've got the perfect harmony between on-field performance, the unity you can see, this list building together, they signed probably six of their top eight players over the last 6 months, and you just expect that, you sort of expect that Isaac will sign, you know, that it'll be a reasonable deal, and he's only 22 years of age, and then this comes in as a bit of a wild card. So incredibly tough for the Gold Coast, and I just wonder if they would say, you know what, we're not going to do this deal. We're going to take a stand. We've got enough first round picks. We've got enough picks, future picks coming in. We've got enough trade commodities to be able to shift if we want to down the path. Let's dig our heels in and say, you know what, you want to leave, you can go in the draft.
Oof.
Why not? Make us Nick Stevens, Port Adelaide.
Yeah,
all
them
years ago.
They did it with Jack Martin.
Did it with Jack Martin. Why not? Does it really rock their boat if they miss out on what? What's it going to be? What's the deal going to be?
Well, what if you said we're only doing it for Riley Filthorpe or Josh Rochelli? We don't want your pick for Adelaide.
But
we
he's
want
way better than those players. Way better.
Is he way better than Rochelli? I mean, Rochelli.
Yeah, 100%. You think? Yeah. Rankin's going to be a top liner. Top liner. The ball's not even kicked to him. I keep saying this to you. The ball's not even kicked to him. And his ability to hit the scoreboard is second to none. So he's kicked 27 goals.
Yeah, your love for Rankin is higher than my love, and that's fine. Everyone sees his players differently. I'm excited by him, and I like watching him play, but I'm yet to be convinced that he is a top-line AFL player.
Give me a deal that gets the deal done from a Gold Coast point of view. What do Adelaide have to give to get the deal done?
Well, I just put some options up on our Twitter account, and these are the sort of things you throw around. Firstly, they will not trade Filthorpe or Rochelli. That's what Adelaide will say. But it's like the Jackson thing to Fremantle. You're going to have to give up something to get him. He's not a free agent. So pick four as it sits now for Adelaide is the pick. Now, Adelaide would hope that gets it done. But Rankin was a pick 3-4 years ago and is probably better than what you're going to take a punt with pick four in this year's draft, which will probably go out to 5 or 6, so that won't get it done. Is it pick four plus a second rounder? You're telling me they don't want draft picks. They don't need draft picks.
Well, what's the point of a second rounder?
And I agree with you. So is it a straight swap for Filthorpe, who was a pick two in a draft a couple of years ago? Is it Rochelli and Fogarty or something like that for Isaac Rankin? But these are the sort of things that we can speculate with. Of course, Adelaide have the view or the option to walk him through to the preseason draft and put a price on his head that says North Melbourne and West Coast.
As if North Melbourne can't match.
But what if he? What if he said, "I'm just"? But no. But what if Rankin said, "I'm just not going to play at North"? I mean, you can pick me if you want. I'm not turning up.
Yeah, and that's a big gamble, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a huge gamble. But so he's got a contract that'll be of substantial size at the Gold Coast Suns. He's clearly happy there. Like, he's played fantastic football.
He just bought a house there, according to the Herald Sun this morning.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what the Gold Coast do. Do they say, you know what, Do we just draw a line in the sand again? Because this is going to continue to happen if they allow it to happen. So I think they'll take a stance. I don't think they'll just say, oh, yeah, no worries. Give us what do you want to discard? Oh, you think Rochelle's not going to be a top liner? Okay, give us Rochelle. That's of no value to them.
Are you you don't think this offer is irresponsible from Adelaide for him to come in as their highest paid player on? So I'm speculating here that Adelaide knew that the Eddie Betts information was going to come out and they needed some good news. They have then gone, well, Isaac Rankin hasn't signed. Of course, they would have been into him for the last 4 years since he's been recruited from South Australia. We're just going to give him an offer that he cannot refuse. They've had issues with their Indigenous program and criticism from Andrew McLeod and, of course, the issues that happened with Taylor Walker. Let's get a star Indigenous player on a contract that he cannot refuse because we know we're about to get smashed with the Eddie Betts and the damage that that's going to do to the club. Is that a fair, informed opinion?
I don't mind it, but I don't mind it. I think they've got to use, you've got to use every lever available. And if it's the go-home factor you can use and distort the truth a little, he's going for money, right? He's going for $800,000 a year.
100%. How will a player like, I don't know, Rory Laird or whoever
don't worry about it. If that's going to rock them, you've got to get past that. This guy's coming into your footy club. He's going to be a major part of your future. He's got 10 years in front of him at a high level. And if Rory Laird is worried about that, well, you have a little chat to Rory. You say, look, mate, we're going this way. If you're not prepared to come with us, well, let's have that chat too. But I don't know a player who's not happy to have a player of that caliber come in. I just wonder what this does. Is this a 2 to 3 year? Do they do the same thing next year with Horn Francis?
Mm.
I mean, they can't get both this year, you wouldn't think.
No.
So do they go again? I mean, it could be the quickest of rebuilds if you could go bang, bang. I still think they're lacking a little bit of talent, the Crows. Their system's really good. But can I throw another angle at you? This guy's 22 years of age. So from his management point of view, is this the right thing to do by your client at 22 years of age to send him to a two-team town, top dollar?
Yeah.
The pressure would be enormous. He's a forward pocket. He's not Chris Judd as a breakaway midfielder. Is this the way you should handle
it's
a young
excellent,
man?
It's an excellent point because he looked to have turned the corner with his footy and he looked to be really happy, as you've said. He looked to be in an exciting group and away from the spotlight. He's going to have that many eyeballs on him. You will not believe the scrutiny that Isaac Rankin is going to be under in South Australia, being the highest paid player in the town and one of the biggest names. Can he cope with that? I don't know. He's been an inconsistent player to this point. Is it the right move? Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money to reject. I don't know. You'd be having those conversations. Similarly, you'd be having the same ones with Luke Jackson going to Freo. Same type of thing.
So his big games are big, okay? So he's got games where this year he's had 3 games where he's had 11 score involvements. So when he touches the ball, you score. But then he's had 4 or 5 games where he's had 2 and 3 score involvements. Now, if he stacks a few of those in Adelaide, I can see 1K Corns getting their close-checking sort of school out again and saying, what is happening with this guy? 5-year deal.
No doubt.
Blah, blah, blah.
I will 100% be doing that.
And he will be scrutinised. Everything this guy does in Adelaide, he'll get overs. And I just think it's a... If I'm his manager, am I doing this to my young client? He's going to earn serious money for a long time unless he's desperately homesick and wants to get out, which I don't think that's the case, given he just bought a house.
All right, you can have your say on that. 1-300-736-736. We're going to work through a number of other trade issues as well. Taranto and Hopper, where do they fit? Is Dunkley a good fit for Port Adelaide? Why hasn't Cam Zerha signed? What's happened to Jamie Elliott, the unrestricted free agent, unsigned at Collingwood? And there's some interest from the Suns in Dyson Heppel. Is that the right move for them? It's time for the 7:30 news. We're off to get a McCafe coffee. We'll be back with more after this. Thank you to you, Anna. The big one as well came through last night, according to Channel 9. We'll get to that shortly. City power upgrades, keeping electricity in Melbourne CBD reliable. Currently, it's freezing everywhere around the country. 13 degrees in Melbourne, headed for a top of 14. It's 11 in Adelaide. If you're listening to us on SENSA, also headed for a top of 13. Buddy's out, according to Channel 9.
Yeah.
He's out.
But then Sydney said that they haven't heard anything about it. And I think even Lance said, has Lance said, made a comment yet?
I haven't.
Was
it news, I haven't seen
news to them was the Tom Harley discussion.
Yeah, no, I heard Tom Harley, but if you're wondering what we're talking about, the Brisbane Lions are reportedly front runners to land Buddy Franklin in 2023. The out of contract champion is said to be weighing up a bombshell move to Queensland. Channel 9 in Brisbane, of all places, reported on Thursday night the Lions were, it was more than that, it was more than in the box seat. They said it's a done deal. So 1,036 goals, of course, for Buddy. There's been reports from Mark Robinson that he was unhappy with the contract offer from the Swans of 500,000. He wanted between 7 and 8. I think he's recently bought a house in Queensland as well, so there's the link there. This would be a big story.
Well, we've got different thoughts on Buddy. Would it be a good move for Brisbane?
I don't think it's a bad move. I certainly wouldn't. I don't know what the salary cap situation looks like. I wouldn't be paying him, you know, $100,000. But if you can get him in, you lose McStay. He's the ideal replacement and a better upgrade of Dan McStay for a year or two. Bums on seats, all of that. There's the link there with Chris Fagan, probably from their time at Hawthorn. So I'm not against the move. I think it would be a good coup for Brisbane. Now, how much does he impact on field in terms of success? You can probably, you know, pencil him in for 40 goals next year still, which is a good result, more than Dan McStay is going to give you.
Well, it's a big result, isn't it? And again, there's no draft impact. You know, the currency of draft picks. So the Dan McStay discussion I wanted to have with you, if because I think you've been pretty hard on Collingwood with this one, and
really?
I know he's not a massive goal kicker, but he's a structural player. So I want you to paint the reverse for me, the other side of the coin. If they weren't, is there clearly one key target short? We agree on that?
Yes. Yep.
And they've had to make do with lesser grade players at the moment. If they were to bypass on McStay, what's the other option? How do they correct that area?
Well, are you better going for Dan McStay, who has been held goalless 8 out of his 16 games?
Yeah, no, I get that.
He doesn't kick goals. Or are you better to invest in the future and play Ollie Henry? Like, they're the same player to me.
But you can still develop Henry. You can still do both.
I just, with everything that's gone on at Collingwood, with the long-term issues that they've had, with trying to get out Grundy because of the disastrous deals that they've signed, to commit 5 years at 650 to a player like Dan McStay is fraught with danger.
But what's the other option for now?
Well,
I mean, you've still got, you talk about the 5 years, you've still got 3-4 years to service while these young bodies mature into key position play. Henry's not going to be a physical specimen for another 2 years.
Either's Dan McStay.
Well, he's a target. He's a contested marker.
What's the other option?
What's the other option for the next two years while you're in this mode? I mean, they're third on the table. I mean, they're not far off, you know, top of the pot. I mean, at some point they have to address this issue. If it's not McStay, I want what the other option is.
Well, I gave it to you. I would invest in Ollie Henry, who's not playing and not,
he's not
playing
ready.
Regularly.
He's not ready. Well, it's telling you that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think Dan McStay is a ready player. Like, I watch him and I go 25 minutes and I don't see Dan McStay ever pop up on my TV screen or be involved in the game. And we've seen it time and time again. What's the other? Do you keep Jordan Ngoi and do you play him more as a forward, or do you go for a different model in their forward line? Is it a Zerha? Are there other options that you can do in the forward line? I don't think you just sign a player because they're available. This is the great contract con I've been talking about. Just because players are out of contract, their value increases. He's an average footballer, and I say that, I don't say that derogatory. I say that affectionately. It's still a good effort to be an average player. But he's not a player that's 5 years at 650. So, I think there's other options that you could explore.
So say he's worth 500, right? But because there's no draft implication. There's no cost. I think you get that elevated. You have to prize them out of where they're at. He probably gets that at the Lions if he stays. So you've got to pay the extra to get him. And really the 150, the extra 150 is to save the draft pick. No. So I think I think there's merit in what they're doing.
Okay, Pies fans, 1300 736 736. You can have your say on that. Is Josh Dunkley the right fit for Port Adelaide? We'll speak about that. Why hasn't Jamie Elliott signed? And is the Gold Coast going after a leadership player like Dyson Heppel the right move? And what's your thoughts on Buddy? Does he work at Brisbane? You can jump on the phone and have your say. We'll be back with all of that after this.
Fireball. Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport parking. Switch to Kogan Mobile for $2.90 for 30 days with a big 20 gig of data. Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and King.
All right, we'll open up the phone lines, 1-300-736-736. Firstly, before we get to Jordan, let's have a listen to what Ed Langdon had to say on Andy and Gazy last night.
They're sort of all duck, no dinner in a sense that, you know, if they're playing fast footy on their terms, they're a very hard team to stop. But they're a bit of a one-trick pony at times. So hopefully we can dampen the way they want to play and on the back of that, you know, go out and ostensibly play the way we want to play.
We need to go back and close check who asked that question as
Gazy.
Well. Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Bang.
Yeah. Are you there, Gazy?
Yeah.
That's the question of the year from our man, Gazy. Jordan, what do you think about those comments from Ed?
Kingy, Corn, Fireball Friday, best part of the week. Touch on quickly the Kingy, DeGoey back in the team, equal most coaches' votes, Bianco out of the team.
Yeah, didn't like Bianco. Didn't like Bianco going out, but that's selection pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, just quickly with the Ed Langdon comment, I love the comment if it come from Viney, Petrarca, Oliver, but come on, man, this is uncontested Ed we're talking about. The biggest one-trick pony ever.
Uncontested.
You stand next to him, you get someone to stand next to him on the wing, you're more chance of trying to find Harold Holt than he is of finding the footy.
Uncontested.
Mamma mia.
Harold Holt. Jordan, you're on fire. You might get a regular slot here.
Keep going, Jordan.
Yeah. Uncontested.
Yeah, well, uncontested Ed. He's like a Ferrari in 30 metres of space, but in the cold place, he's more like a Toyota Corolla.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's a very good player. Very important to what they do. Did you like it or not? Let us know. Jordan says it's okay if it came from Viney or Oliver or Petrarca.
We've got to start it, don't we? Corns, you love
not
this
uncontested
stuff.
Ed. I didn't mind it. Okay. Yeah. Because they've done it on the big stage, Melbourne. Like, this is a premiership player saying this. They're going to back themselves in. It comes with a level of pressure, and perhaps Melbourne need a bit of that sort of motivation to keep each other accountable after a somewhat inconsistent year. Jamie's on the line. Buddy to Brisbane, Jamie. What's your initial response to that?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Happy Friday. Hey, look, I think if it's true, as a Brisbane fan, it'll be their biggest mistake since they signed Brendan Favola.
How so?
And it just stinks of a vanity project to me, because here's the thing. Brisbane are not an ageing forward who gives you 15 games a year away from a premiership, right? Like, they desperately need, you know, contested health in the midfield and some two-way running, right? That's what they're missing. And this idea that you'd have another big forward, so they'd play three, right? Hipwood, Danaher, and, you know, allegedly Buddy. You just can't get the forward pressure on that the modern game requires with those, you know, with those types of players, I think. So that would be my 2 cents worth.
I think Lance's forward pressure is pretty good. I mean, Lance's pressure at the moment's ridiculous. For a tall, he's been outrageous. They've got problems in the forward line of Brisbane, in my opinion. I don't think it works with the three tools they've currently got. But he might change that. He might play a bit. He might play the Jeremy Cameron role.
Yeah, well, it was what I noticed out of that Richmond game was Lynch, how big he was in that second half and how he stood up. Revolt was pretty good as well. And then at the other end, Danaher and Hipwood started really well but went missing after halftime on the big stage. So I agree with you, King. I think they do have issues in the forward line. Is it going to be the difference between a premiership or not? I think he's a good replacement for McStay for a year or perhaps two. I don't really have an issue with it, Jamie, but I appreciate your opinion on it. Steve's on the line. You want to speak about the Pies forward line. Does McStay work there next year, Steve?
No. If I was Collingwood, I'd probably be targeting someone like Josh Bruce. I don't know what his contract status is like, but it's a short-term fix, but he's a good, powerful marking forward and pretty reliable kick. And they might even be able to offload Brody Grundy to the Bulldogs as well, and that then frees up English to go forward and, you know, pinch hit forward and play as a rucking forward.
Yeah, I think they're well down the track of Lobb and also Jones as well, the Dogs, so I'm not sure. And Bruce's mobility, you know, clearly coming back from the ACL hasn't impressed me yet. So I'm not sure, but appreciate your opinion. Richard's on the line. Buddy to Brisbane. Richard, your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. Is that me?
Yes, that's it you. Is.
Sorry, good morning. I think you asked the question, Buddy, in the forward line of Brisbane. I think he would fit into any forward line, no doubt about that. But I think Brisbane's real problem is the midfield. When they come up against a strong team like Geelong or Melbourne, they go to water. They go missing. They're fantastic any other time. But when the crunch comes, they just haven't got the ticker in the heart. And then unless you're in the middle getting the ball forward, I don't care how good your forward is. You ain't going to get the ball.
Good on you, Richard. Strong thoughts from you. We'll whip through a few of these calls. Lou's on the line. Dan McStay's the answer for the Pies, Lou.
Look, Kane, I'm with you. No disrespect to Dan McStay. I don't think he's the answer to Collingwood, but I actually think he's a bit of a sacrificial lamb at the Lions. I think they play mainly, I believe, as a player to take away a tall or a big backman. Because when I watch Brisbane play, they seem to bypass him. They go more to Charlie Cameron and Lincoln McCarthy as a marking target. Mm-hmm. I think McStay's not played to his potential at Brisbane. I think that's part of the reason he wants to leave. I think that's the reason. But I don't think he's the answer to Collingwood, but I honestly believe that he's not playing correctly at Brisbane. I think he's just not used properly.
I sit next to Hutchie on Monday nights. He's been banging the door down that he's a defender, McStay, not a forward.
It may well be. And I think both, yourself and Lou, are correct. When you look at McStay, he's targeted 2.5 times a game. I mean, Cameron's getting 5 looks. Danaher's getting 6 looks. So he's just not getting the opportunity. So it's not all about goals when you assess these players. Easily he could play centre-half back. But is that why they're paying $650? I'm not sure.
Matt's on the Gold Coast. Think he wants to challenge me about a previous opinion I had about the Hawks. G'day to you, Matt.
Hey, Kane. Kingy, how you going?
Good.
That's all right. Yeah, mate, I just wanted to challenge you on the Hawks. I mean, you've been pretty sort of harsh on us, I feel. I think direct quotes saying have the worst list in the AFL. No young
wasn't,
talent.
It wasn't that. So if you're going to have a crack, you've got to get your criticism right. I said it's the list I'd least like to have at halfway through last year, is what I said.
So do you still feel that way now, or...?
Now, I've been impressed by some of their young players. I still think when Bruce and Gunston and Mitchell, and you take the contribution out of McAvoy and those players, there's a massive gulf there between the experience and the young, and I think they need to bridge that. And I'd be encouraging them to target the draft heavily because I still think they're struggling from that lack of elite draft picks that they haven't had. But having said that, I will give them credit for some of the young players who have impressed me. I mean, Ward's impressed me. Newcomb's impressed me. Connor Nash has really impressed me. Mitch Lewis at times has impressed me. So to answer your question, yes, they've been better than I thought they would be. Matt, having said that, I still think there's going to be some challenges in the future.
Yeah, we all agree with that. I think Matt would, in the cool, clear light of it, he would agree with that. I think lists change so quickly, Cornsy, with the free agency ability now to go and grab one or two players over across a 2 to 3 year span, it's very difficult to project too far down the track.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they're going to get Amon.
Rankin goes to the Adelaide Crows. It changes everything. The whole thing changes so quick. It's hard to project too far down the track. You've got to stay in the moment with this list discussion, I reckon.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks for your call. You can get involved and have your say as well. Throughout the morning, we've got the Friday agenda coming up as well. And a bit more to get through. Does Josh Dunkley fit at Port Adelaide? I want to ask Kingy that.
Ask Gazy.
Gazy? Back after this.